Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Well, it's an age-old debate, and I'm sure one many of you have gotten into at one stage or another. Faith and science, do they contradict one another? Do they complement one another? Or can they go hand in hand? Our next guest has an interest in both. He's a senior lecturer in computing and mathematics at the University of Ulster, and he's also the author of a really interesting book called Atheism's New Clothes, and he's going to be in Dublin on the 26th of September. He'll be talking about that, the relationship between faith and science, and the topic of the evening is Atheism's Last Stand, a worldview in trouble. On the line to tell us a little bit more, we have Dr. David Glass, who's senior lecturer in computing and mathematics at the University of Ulster. Good morning, Dr. Glass. How are you?
Good morning. Great. Yeah, great to be with you.
Well, first of all, you might just tell us a bit about yourself and just your field of study.
Okay. Well, my background is in mathematics and physics. That's what I studied and initially carried out research in. And I also did some study of philosophy, and that was of interest to me because both from a scientific point of view, asking questions about the world we live in, but also from a faith point of view, thinking about some of these big questions you've been talking about God and how that relates to science and so forth. So I continue to work in computing and mathematics, but I also do some research on the relationship between science and faith, and I've had the opportunity to explore some of these questions. So it's been a hobby for me, but also something that I've been able to do some work on as well.
In terms of your own experience, because when people think of maybe someone who's studying something like physics and kind of just going off my own anecdotal evidence, is there a lot of pressure for you to say, no, I don't believe in God, when you're kind of studying the field of sciences? I remember reading about Anthony Flew's life, and when he kind of changed his mind from kind of atheist to believer, he was really vilified by the scientific community.
Well, there's certainly an element of that. I mean, in my own experience, I have to say, I haven't in general found that. There are some very vocal atheists who will promote this view very strongly that to be a scientist, to take science seriously, you've got to reject belief in God. But many scientists don't believe that at all. Many scientists either are believers in God or just get on with their science, and they don't really hold an antagonism towards belief in God. For me, though, the perception was certainly there that there was a conflict, and so that was one of the reasons why I got into these topics, looking into it to see, well, really, how do these two fit together? Is there a conflict? And actually, the more I looked into it, the more I found that far from undermining belief in God, science, including some of the discoveries of science in the last 100 years, I think provide very good reasons for belief in God.
In terms of just then what you obviously wanted to develop on this topic a little bit more, David, and you wrote a book called Atheism's New Clothes. What did you cover in that book?
Well, what I was looking at there was a particular approach to atheism that has been very popular over the last 10 to 15 years, and this is the new atheism that has been promoted by Richard Dawkins and others. And what this is doing, it's basically, well, first of all, it's ridiculing religious belief rather than really arguing against it seriously. It ridicules it. But also at the center of it is trying to use science to undermine belief in God. Now, as I say, when I had looked into this myself and found that actually science was pointing in the other direction, I was rather surprised to find some of the criticisms that they were offering. And so what I tried to do was to respond to some of those criticisms, looking at issues of science and faith, but also looking at issues relating to Christianity, to the historical evidence relating to Jesus and so forth, which again is often dismissed very quickly without actually people sitting down and considering the evidence seriously.
In terms of, and you mentioned obviously Richard Dawkins there, where he, you know, his famous book, The God Delusion, that was him obviously presenting his evidence. What has happened in that field, David, since that book has been released? Obviously, there's been other kind of prominent atheists out there. And has there been kind of much development in the dialogue between kind of atheism and religious believers?
Well, I think positively what they did, what Dawkins and the other new atheists did, was they raised these questions for public discussion. And sometimes people are very reluctant to talk about God, and you know, that's the last thing you talk about in polite society. But I think they raised these questions, and I think that's great. I mean, I think it's great for us to think about them, to be able to talk about them, to be able to ask questions. And sometimes religious people give us the impression that we shouldn't ask questions. I really think we should. I think that's the right way to proceed. But unfortunately, whilst they asked questions, the answers they gave, I think, didn't really go anywhere. And a lot of people, even people who aren't religious believers themselves, I think, found that the sort of answers that were being given by Richard Dawkins and others really were inadequate. And that's one of the things that I've been trying to stress, that when we look at the sort of worldview that is being presented by Richard Dawkins and others, it's inadequate both in terms of the beliefs, but also in terms of how we live our lives, thinking about the big questions of life, about the purpose of life, how we should live life, what happens when we die, and so forth.
In terms of then what you're going to be talking about at this upcoming event on the 26th of September, I know that the topic is Atheism's Last Stand, a worldview in trouble. Is that your belief, David? Do you think it's a worldview that's in trouble?
I think it is. I think from two points of view, I think there are serious challenges for atheism. One is, first of all, factually, is atheism true? And I think from science, but also from other angles as well, I think there are really serious questions for atheism and reasons that point to a creator that tell us that the physical world is not all there is. But just as important as that, I think, are these sort of more real down-to-earth questions about how we live our lives, about the purpose of life and so forth. And here I think there's a real problem for an atheistic worldview as well, in that it doesn't give us answers to those questions. It tells us that we are just an accidental byproduct of unguided processes, that there really is no ultimate purpose for our lives. And that is, I think, is just inadequate as a way to live. And so I think we need to look for better answers, and I think those answers are there.
In terms of people searching for the answers, a lot of people would say, you know what, I'm not sure whether the worldview of atheism is in trouble or whether it's secularism. But a lot of people might say, but you know what, something that's certainly for sure is that religious belief is something that is fading away from society, and that's becoming irrelevant, whatever you decide to replace it with.
Well, I think that's a very good point. I think many people do look at it like that. And I mean, I have some sympathy with that, because I don't want to defend religion as such. I live just up outside Belfast, and the last thing I want is to bring religion to people. Religion can cause a lot of problems, and actually I think the new atheists are right about that. But what I want to do is to go beyond sort of the formalism of religion and see, well, what is really true. And when I look at the world around me, when I look at some of these questions, when I look at the life of Jesus and look at the historical evidence relating to that, I think that there really is something that we should treat very seriously and shouldn't throw out just because we perhaps rightly are fed up with a lot of the aspects of formal religion.
Where do you think people should start looking, David? And I'm thinking maybe of somebody who might be listening at the moment who isn't sure about is in that kind of questioning phase. Is there a God? Isn't there a God? I'm interested in what some of Dawkins has to say. Where do you think is a good starting point for looking, as you say? You say you found the answers to kind of the big questions. But I mean, for a lot of people, kind of looking at the very kind of in-depth, highbrow scientific evidence might be just a bit too difficult a place to start. Where's a good starting place for just the kind of average person who's like, yeah, I'm interested in looking for some more of the answers?
Well, yeah, that's a great question. I think you've got to start where you're at and to think about some of these questions. Don't simply set them aside. start looking for answers. Talk to people who maybe have thought about it more than you have. And try and find some resources. There's certainly plenty out there on the internet. There's a lot of good material as well as bad material. If I can do a personal plug, I could perhaps suggest some of the materials from a website I'm involved in myself called saintsandskeptics.org. But also I think one of the things, and again, as I've said here, I think looking at this from a Christian perspective, one of the things I would encourage people to do is to take the Bible and read the Gospels, read what Jesus says. Don't necessarily assume you're going to go in for all the trappings of religion, but just look at what Jesus says and what the relevance of that might be for your life on a practical day-to-day basis.
Well, it's been a very interesting chatting to you. I've been chatting to you, Dr. David Glass. Thanks for joining us this morning on Spirit Radio. And if you want to hear more about what Dr. David Glass has to say, he's going to be speaking at a leadership breakfast hosted by Agape, taking place in the RDS in Ballsbridge on Monday, the 26th of September from 7:30 to 9 a.m. So just before work. And he's going to be the keynote speaker there, and he's going to be talking about Atheism's Last Stand, A Worldview in Trouble. And if you want to find out more, you can get an email, normpdent@gmail.com. And as Dr. David Glass mentioned there, intrigued by some of the things that he touched on today, you might want to check out that website, saintsandskeptics.org, or indeed his book that he penned himself, Atheism's New Clothes.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.